Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. And during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN. You click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. That's where we are, presented by Progressive Insurance. Join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So,
morning, Max. How are you?
Good morning, Keyshawn.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jason.
Remember, it's 4 hours.
We're giving away $2,500 every hour?
Every hour. Who could afford to do this? We're giving away 10 G's a day?
Can I just tell you something about how we're changing lives? So Taylor W.
Okay.
From Fort Wayne, Indiana, just got engaged. Uh-oh. She won the $2,500 the other day. And this money is going towards a down payment on their honeymoon with her fiance.
That's so heartwarming. See? I wish there was a way for me to steal that $2,500.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Steal the people's $2,500.
I want the $2,500. I want
to figure out a way.
I want to figure out a way. Instead of spreading out the $2,500 every hour to someone who could really use it, I'd like to just take it and run out of here. I'm take that suitcase and run right out of this studio.
Congratulations, Taylor W.
Yeah,
and she's a Colts fan.
That's a W.
Just Saturday, a win last weekend versus the Raiders. Everything's going right.
The
Taylor.
W for Taylor
but
W.
You forgot something when you said that, though, Jay.
What?
She's a Colts fan.
Yep.
And
my wife and our family is from Indiana. Yes.
And I have three kids.
Three kids.
And my family, my mom and dad with Ohio State. But I like the Colts because of Jeff Saturday.
There you go.
I would love to come up with a list of how many places Jay claims through family, connections.
No, he only how many places do you claim? Only four. I can tell you the four.
Africa.
Can I tell you the four?
Okay, the whole continent.
No, let me tell you.
Okay.
No, the four is Jersey.
Yeah.
Jersey.
For sure. New York. He claims New York.
He doesn't really claim New York, though.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
he called himself a New Yorker earlier today.
I'm more Brooklyn.
But you don't really
part of New York, brother.
Yeah, he
called himself a New Yorker earlier today on the show.
No, I did not. I need you to pull up the tape.
No, in all honesty, here's what he claims. Chicago.
Yep.
New Jersey.
Well, I got drafted there. So.
Yep.
New Jersey.
Indiana.
Yep. Indiana.
North Carolina.
In the Carolinas. That's
North
pretty
Carolina.
Much it.
Yeah, North Carolina.
That's pretty much
four.
It. That's what I said, four.
Did you say New York?
No, because
didn't he try to claim Philly the other day?
No.
You tried to claim Philly the other day from Jersey.
No. I'll go north. I won't go south.
All right.
No, he really doesn't claim.
That's four places.
New York comes with Jersey.
What do you claim, L.A.?
L.A.
L.A., that's it.
That's it. I claim New York. Yeah, and L.A., because let's face it, I'm the mayor of L.A.
Claims New York.
Who, me?
Yeah, no. Jets.
No, I fake claim New York.
Yeah.
You when fake I need something.
Right.
Right? When I need somebody from New York, I use it. Hey, yeah, my guy, you know.
My life has brought me around to different places, you know?
Yeah, I could see that.
It's all right.
All right.
What was our giveaway real quick again? Can you just tell people how to do it?
KJM 10K a day giveaway, Jay. $10,000 every single day through the end of the show, December 7th, $2,500 an hour. So every hour at 10 after the hour, it's not even 6.5 minutes from now, we're going to tell you a winning word.
Oh, yeah.
And you text that word to 777-000, 777-000. Text the winning word, and you're entered for your chance to win $2,500. We are in hour three now of this show. So far, in the last 5.5 shows, we've given away $55,000. And we got so much more to give away. Jay, are the Nets wasting Kevin Durant's greatness? Is it being wasted? I thought he did a very brave thing when he left Golden State. Because he's like, okay, you guys want me to, the Max Kellermans of the world want me to answer the question, can I build it the way LeBron did? Did I need this ready-made situation? But the reason it was brave is because it came with risk. That's why you get extra credit, right? And here's the downside of the risk. What's happened in Brooklyn? Here is Kendrick Perkins, ESPN NBA analyst, of course, on NBA Today.
It is unfair at the moment to waste Kevin Durant greatness right now, and he's not on a team that's not competed for a championship. And I said this about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Sean Marks needs to do Kevin Durant a favor and trade him. to a team, a title contender, where we could watch him. We could actually watch him in the playoffs and compete for a championship.
Dude shows up to work every single day with his hard hat on. People may not like what he says, or people may not like what he doesn't say, but that dude comes to play every single day. Wasting his greatness, he's already asked for a trade. He asked for a trade this summer. So you start seeing all these pieces that are happening around him. Kyrie Irving is his own man. He's doing things his way. I truly believe there's nothing Kevin Durant can say to Kyrie that would change the course of where Kyrie is going. Ben Simmons, back issues, wondering or questioning his love for the game. I don't question it. People are. And you have to play with a certain kind of passion, which we're not seeing. It just feels like this team should be exponentially better than what they are. And he's still giving his heart and soul each and every single day.
But as you know, if you're the best player on the team, if you're the gravitational force that brought this thing together, you will be either rewarded or blamed. You'll be accredited or blamed with the success or failure of the team, right? Yeah. I mean, that's how it goes.
I mean, it goes that way. When you're the top dog, everything's riding on you. And if you fail, everybody points their finger to you. If you are successful and you exceed expectations or whatever it be, everybody says, yeah. I mean, that's the reality of it. Should they trade him? I mean, he asked for a trade, like Jay said, earlier in the year, but did he really ask for one? Or was he just barking?
The way he did it, he left them no choice but not to trade him.
But if you really wanted to be traded, you could have gotten traded. I mean, if you really wanted to be traded, or were you just feelings hurt at that time and you were emotional and you decided, okay, I'm going to ask for a trade? Because if you want to get traded, I tell you what, you don't have to fly to Europe to meet with the owner. He wants to meet with you. You don't meet with him. I'm on out. I don't need to come. I'm one out.
I want to say something from earlier in the show, because I used a word that's a trigger word, and sure enough, it worked on both of you. When I said he's the greatest complimentary player ever, KD. Let me explain what I mean by that. I'm talking about on an all-time great level, but let me explain what I mean. KD makes any team ever better. You say, well, so does this one or that one. No. Because some team you might say, we need more shooting. So actually, LeBron is not what we need, or Jordan is not what we need, because we just need someone to shoot. KD, no matter what you need, KD can give it to you. You need shooting, KD. You want to run an offense through a guy, KD. You already have an offense you're running, you just want a weapon to put it over the top, KD. You need a guy to guard multiple positions, KD. Right? You need a guy who doesn't need the ball to get 30-plus points, KD. KD is exactly what every team is looking for, right? That's different than a guy around which everything revolves, but it's a great thing to be.
Yeah. I very much disagree with everything you just said.
Go ahead.
See, in basketball, complimentary means, let me tell you some complimentary players. Jalen Brunson, complimentary player, mm-hmm. right? I go through a list of other complimentary players. Kevin Durant is him. He is one of the players on any team. I would never call Kevin complimentary. I would say his skill set allows him to do other things. But complimentary...
Does it compliment the other players no matter what team it is?
Yeah, but complimentary requires like second fiddle, Max. Like not being the guy. Well, you're insinuating that he's not the guy.
Well, when you say the guy, again, we can go back to it, but Golden State runs through Steph Curry. So part of the reason what KD did I thought was brave is because he's like, okay, I'm going to create my own thing, as LeBron did. I'm going to create my own thing. It's going to go around me.
Mm-hmm.
That has not worked yet.
Yeah,
hasn't worked.
But what do you mean worked? As it relates to winning a championship?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. By the way, he carried an enormous load when everyone got hurt, but it hasn't worked. And the reason
won the last couple of championships?
Steph Curry.
Proved that he was the guy. Okay.
Giannis.
Okay.
Those are both guys who a franchise started with and built around. KD was in Oklahoma City. Franchise started with him and kind of built around. Okay. Didn't quite get over the top.
They all went their own separate ways. Yeah. Obviously, James Harden left for money. And then him and Westbrook had whatever little tit for tat they had. It never really reached its full potential.
Agreed.
But also, Keith.
So that ain't fair.
Not winning a championship doesn't mean that you're not the guy.
No, but I'm saying you what know, I'm just saying.
When we say the guy, we mean on a championship.
Doesn't mean that 2 years a year later or a year after that, after they lose to Golden State, rather than him join Golden State, he couldn't run it back and finally get over the hump.
I think part of the disconnect when we're having this conversation, I take it for granted, and maybe I shouldn't, maybe I should state it, that when I talk about KD, I am necessarily comparing him to LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Bill Russell, like the greatest players who ever lived, right? That's who he's being compared to. That's because you're not going to compare him to, oh, this guy was an all-star three times. He's way, way beyond that.
But you got to also be fair. When you are talking about those other great players, Max, whether they started with them or they joined them, those other teammates, those teams didn't have all the obstacles that he has gone through in Brooklyn. Okay, the pandemic was a large part of what has gone on with the Brooklyn Nets.
So he's just been unlucky?
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just he's been unlucky.
Wouldn't
maybe
we say that Dak Prescott, we just had this conversation the other day. Dak
it's
Prescott.
Not the same,
well, hold on. Dak Prescott is in the league for his seventh season. Now, yes, there are lots of reasons in every year where it didn't work out. But at a certain point, you've been in the league X number of years. Almost every team you've been on has been very talented and good, at least. At a certain point, people aren't trying to hear it. Just win, right? KD, almost every year of his career, has been on powerhouse squads. Now, he has won, but that was when he kind of got parachuted into a ready-baked situation. I'm not inventing this narrative. I'm discussing something that has widely been discussed. So you guys might be right. In the modern NBA, it may be unfair because the superstar is expected to be a great GM, a great coach, a great everything, right? And maybe it's LeBron who set that standard. But that's who KD's being compared
to. That's not it, though, because Giannis doesn't act as a GM.
That's true. They built around him successfully.
I hear you. I mean, it took a lot of things to be perfect for Giannis to get a chip.
Including KD's teammates being hurt, by the way.
It's circumstantial, yeah. Right?
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't use that to knock Kevin Durant. I think a lot of pieces, it's hard to win a championship, Max. A lot of things have to go exactly in your favor.
Yeah, the Lakers got AD. Mm-hmm. The pandemic struck. I'm taking it. It's the bubble. I'm still taking the championship.
Sure, of course.
But in the end, people are going to say, well, I was in the bubble. No fans. It's not the same environment. People are going to say that. Mm-hmm. But it's still a championship. Everything aligned perfectly that year for them to win a championship. And since then,
is the underlying claim you guys are making that someone like LeBron or Brady is just getting lucky? Because I felt for a long time that Brady was one of the luckiest players ever. And then after a while, I thought, wait, no one gets that lucky. You know, like he's doing something.
It's okay for luck to factor into somebody's greatness.
Luck factors into most people's greatness.
To what degree?
In no means to diminish the skill set and the perfection of how he's able to come through in clutch moments. But a lot of times, like for LeBron James, like it takes Ray Allen to make a three from the corner. Like there are a lot of things that need to go right in order for people to win chips. You know what I mean?
But Ray Allen's on the team. Why? Because LeBron is there, right? That was the gravitational force. It was.
Well, I don't know if it was LeBron or he wanted to change the scenery.
Yeah, he wanted to change the scenery to LeBron scene.
That's what I'm saying. A change the scenery because of Boston. When you talk about luck and things happening, Michael Jordan lost a lot in the beginning.
Without an all-star.
But hold on.
He stopped losing as soon as he got an all-star.
But hold on. But all of a sudden, Scottie Pippen comes out the sky and Phil Jackson comes out the dark shadows. They get paired together and they just roll.
Not exactly out the sky, but I got you. Yeah. But in other words, like he had to scrimmage against Jordan. Like Pippen was drafted because they thought he's a good complement to Jordan, Jordan got better.
They could have very well went with Bill Polian. Do I want Ryan Leaf or do I want Peyton Manning?
Okay, wait. So apropos of this conversation, the KJM 10K a day giveaway, winning word of this hour.
KJ and Max 10K giveaway.
So you text the following word to 777-000, and what do you think it would be?
Well,
as luck would have it, the winning word is...
Luck!
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 Text L-U-C-K to 777-000, and you've entered for your chance to win $2,500 every hour we're doing this. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7th, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. Guys, if you see, you know, Jay, you brought up Giannis before, right?
Yep.
Giannis does not believe that he is the face of the NBA.
Hmm.
during an appearance on Serge Ibaka's How Hungry Are You, Giannis was asked whether or not he's a face of the NBA, and this is what he had to say.
Do you feel like you are the face of the league?
Do I feel like I'm one of the faces of the league?
Yes. One of no. One the of face. The,
no, no, no.
You're not.
LeBron is the face. LeBron is still playing.
Okay, it's a question. Yes. Question is mine, yours. Okay, so you don't feel like that?
No. Steph just won the championship. KD still hoping. Okay.
It's a question, sir.
Embiid is killing.
Don't attack me. I'm just
saying. Jokic back-to-back MVP.
Okay.
Luka Magic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there.
Man, Giannis got a winning personality. It's ridiculous.
Makes you root for him, doesn't he?
Oh, my God. By the way,
never about him.
The movie on Disney Plus, the Giannis movie was called Rise. Hey, it's impossible not to root for this guy.
I mean, think about it. If he doesn't get drafted in top 15, his family gets deported from Greece. Whew. Think about that. Think about the kind of pressure that comes along with.
The stuff right? people have to go through to just to live as with dignity as human beings in this world, man. Wow. It's unbelievable. Giannis,
face of the NBA.
One of the reasons he might be the face of the league is that. He is so likable, and right now he's better than LeBron. I mean, at this point, he's better than LeBron. Yeah.
I would probably.
Best player in the game.
Yeah, he's the best player.
Yeah,
or Steph right now, right?
But the face. The face of the league still, to me, is both those guys y'all just mentioned.
LeBron and KD or LeBron and Steph?
No, LeBron and Steph.
And Steph, yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
Because you got to catch up. It takes years of that media cycle of winning and being in the playoffs to reach that level.
You're talking about two of the biggest professional basketball players in the history of the game. So when I look at face, I look at everything. Skill set on and off the court. Like. Obviously, I know who Giannis is because he's 9 feet tall and he's got to be somebody. And, you know, the guy, and you look at him, oh, it's Giannis. But Steph Curry is a guard. People like small.
Kids can relate to him.
Kids can relate to the shoes.
Although, Key, did you see that? Did you watch
LeBron's
Rise?
Been around forever. I haven't. No,
okay.
I haven't.
So there's a scene in Rise where because I watch it with my kids, right? Yeah. I try to get them, my girls into they play basketball. To get them to watch it is hard. So maybe this will
my
get
them hooked. My son loves Giannis.
Yeah. And there's a scene where he's meeting with before the draft, he's meeting with the representative from Nike. And they're like, well, so why should you represent the brand or whatever it was? Why should we do business with you? I'm paraphrasing. And Giannis starts telling a story about how him and his brother shared the same pair of sneakers, right?
Yeah.
When he and like what it means to him. Like he has an understand. So even though he is 9 feet tall and usually those guys don't sell sneakers and Steph is more relatable and LeBron's challenging Jordan and Steph is winning championships, there is something about Giannis that is so endearing to so many people.
No question. And there's no question about it. But I just – you know, when you look at the entire package and the longevity side of it, those two dudes hold down the NBA.
Do you guys know the story about Giannis getting to the arena? This is another story that was, if you just like Giannis fans will tell. He deposits his check at the bank because he's sending all his money back to Greece, right? So now he has no money. He's in a windbreaker. It's freezing cold in Milwaukee. Some fan sees him. He has to get to the arena and tells him, do you need a ride to the arena?
This
he's squishing into their tiny little car, and she's a professor at the little university, and she's driving him to the arena.
That's
like, there's
GA
endless
is.
He's living in a two-bedroom apartment because he's sending all his money back home.
That's who GA is. So, Key, back to your point, like, I agree with you about, like, LeBron and Steph. Like, I kind of look at these, like, LeBron and Steph, they're overwhelming because I think they're both international and national. What LeBron's built, what Steph is doing, obviously, winning so many championships, 4 championships in 8 years. I hear that with both those guys. But I kind of look at these in 3 buckets, right? You have this international side of basketball, where basketball is going. Jokic winning back-to-back MVPs, what the NBA is doing with NBA Africa, and Giannis being Nigerian descent from Greece, and even Luka Doncic, right? Like, international version. You got the U.S. corporate version, LeBron and Steph. But I also have a 3rd bucket that I'm curious to get your opinion of. I really believe that Ja Morant is the face of the culture, like, the hip-hop culture of the NBA.
Ja, but here's what it comes down to me for Ja.
Because my thing,
win a championship, he's the face.
He's the most entertaining player in the game. That's hands down. You can debate me on that all you want.
No, I'm with
you. I'll pay to go see him before I'll pay to go see anybody. Like, as it relates to, like, on the edge of my seat, waiting to see something happen. You feel like when he's in Memphis, like, every artist, every entertainer is down there dapping him up. The way they do it, their swag that they have in Memphis is – I know Memphis is not like people are going to say, well, they're not one of the major markets, but it sure as hell feels like it when you're down there and you see in games, it just feels like he's the face of the culture.
There's only one guy who could challenge him for that, I think, and it really comes down to winning and the development of them as players. Maybe Anthony Edwards in a couple years.
He is so electric.
Talent?
Yeah, but Ja's different.
No, the one for me in terms of the culture is my man down in Charlotte.
Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo. In terms of the culture?
Yeah, but I'm
because
just...
Because he's in that young hip-hop, I got 7,000 million followers, that whole deal. I wouldn't put that past you.
Dave in Alabama, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Who's the face of the NBA?
Steph Curry. Ja Morant is following up with Steph Curry's path, and LeBron James has obviously turned the torch over to Steph. But Giannis is a big guy in the NBA, of course, but Steph has more of an impact, obviously, than anybody in the league.
Yeah, Ja also, of everyone in the league, reminds me the most in terms of the way I feel when I watch him of MJ, when MJ was young. He's so aggressive, and the way he goes up in the air and hangs up there, it feels different when you watch him. But it comes down to, are you going to win championships? That's what puts you over the top.
Yeah, they got to the playoffs last year against Golden State. Yeah.
If he was healthy, maybe they do it. Hurt,
exactly. Guy's still like a rookie, man. Y'all talking about championships. It's going to come.
Yeah, maybe. Are we sure?
Desmond Bane is turning into like an all-star to a degree.
He's playing out. But it'll come.
Jaren Jackson Jr. just comes back off injury.
Yeah, they're deep
Steven
and good
Adams.
And young.
Like they have a legit shot.
If he doesn't get hurt, they'd have had a real shot this past season.
They had Golden State on the ropes for a little bit.
Yeah. Without Ja.
A little bit.
We want to hear from you. Who's the face of the NBA?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Sonny Dykes, TCU head coach and friend of the show. Sonny Dykes is making mad appearances on KJM this season. Sonny, how you doing, coach?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Appreciate a chance to come on.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this, though. How big of a win over Texas was this for TCU's program? Because in the state of Texas, obviously, it's UT, it's A&M for whatever reasons, and now all of a sudden it's TCU.
It was a big win. The funny thing about it, believe it or not, TCU's actually won 8 of the last 11 games against Texas. So TCU's had a lot of success against them. Now, this is a different Texas team. This is a really good team, a team full of really talented football players. And the one thing that we have learned this year is we can win different ways. I mean, it was a hard-fought defensive game, which we haven't played many of those, and proud of our guys for pulling it out. But anytime you go to Texas, to Austin, have a chance to play on ABC, the featured game, College Game Day, all that. It's certainly good for your program. And as I said, man, I'm proud of our guys for finding out a way to win.
So where's the team right now?
You know what? We're in good shape. You know, we're like everybody else this time of year. We're a little bit banged up here and there, but you know, our guys have really stayed healthy, and I believe a big part of that had to do with just their buy-in in the offseason and their you know, doing all the little things that they could do to help take care of themselves, from rest and recovery to nutrition to all those things. So I think in a lot of ways we're starting to peak. Our defense is starting to play better and better. We've really played good defense the last 2 weeks. You know, we held Texas to 29 yards rushing last week, and they've got two of the best backs in college football. And so, you know, we didn't play particularly well on offense, but we found a way to win. And, you know, Max Duggan's doing a great job of giving us what we need week in and week out to win the game. He took care of the football on Saturday and is making great decisions and has a knack for making plays at the right time. So, you know, we're a team, I think, that's really starting to play our best football.
Coach, I got to have you continue to come on the show when I ask you to come on, so don't get mad at me. But people like me who have a rooting interest in certain things in college football these days, what do you say to somebody like me who questions the legitimacy of your team being ranked number 4? Now, you know, I have rooting interest in this ranking because of my SoCal team, but what do you say to that?
Well, I mean, look, I think the proof is always in the pudding. I mean, I think you've got to look at you know, the 5 ranked teams that we've beat this year. You have to look at our strength of schedule. I think the Big 12 from top to bottom is as strong as anybody. From the standpoint of the teams in the middle and the teams at the bottom of the league, I think are really, really good football teams. You know, you've got rating systems that rank conferences. I think the S&P ranking system that you guys use on ESPN has the Big 12 ranked as the second best conference. And so, you know, I think what we have to do is exactly what we've said all along. Just take it 1 week at a time, figure out how to win a game. And in my view, when it's all said and done, if you win all your games, you win a conference championship game, then you deserve to play for a college football championship. And look, we're miles and miles away from that happening. We got to go to Waco this week and play against a really good Baylor team on the road. And we got to host the best defense in the Big 12 the following week in Iowa State. And then we're going to be in the Big 12 championship game and play against another quality opponent. So we're going to have a good resume. My belief is that we're going to have done enough, if we're fortunate enough to win, to have a chance to get in. And then we have to go prove it all over again. And that's been our mentality all year.
So how do you do that? How do you, when you say you're miles and miles away, that's because it's hard to do. But in fact, how do you stop a team from feeling like they're right there and keeping them in the moment week to week?
You know, typically that's an issue. You know, normally when you get on a run like this, your players start talking about bowl games and they start talking about, okay, what if this happens, then that happens. You know, you go through all these different scenarios and you start talking through all these things. And the great thing about this team is they have never done that once. Never heard our guys talk about the college football playoff rankings. We've never talked about the Big 12 championship. We never talked about the bowl game. These guys like to play football. And there really is a difference in this team than any team I've been around. I mean, they just look forward to going and competing on Saturday. And I mean, they really, truly do. They look forward to practicing. And they like to play football. They really care about each other. They love each other. They don't care what anybody outside of our program has to say about them. And they like to go prove it on Saturday. And so it's a really fun team to be around, a really unique team. And as I said, normally you're trying to come up with all these anecdotes and all these reasons why we got to keep this chip on our shoulder and we got to be mad at this guy for saying this. And this team doesn't care what anybody says. They just want to go play on Saturday.
Coach, you coached a quarterback at Cal, and a big-time guy in Jared Goff, number one pick in the draft to the Rams, and now you're coaching another highly touted guy in Max Duggan. What has he meant to this team, and how special is he? And what's the comparison to Jared Goff?
Yeah, I've been lucky to coach some really good quarterbacks. I think there's 4 former quarterbacks I've coached that are on NFL rosters right now. And, you know, they're all different. The thing I love about Max, he has the ability to make plays at the most critical juncture in football games. You know, it's always not pretty. You know, Max is a grinder. Max is one of those guys that, You know, he's going to find a way to get that first down for you on third down. He's going to find a way to do whatever he has to do to keep a play alive, to be able to make a play. And so he just has a real unique ability of just raising the play of people around him. I mean, I think that's what great quarterbacks do. He probably is not as natural a thrower as Jared, but he is, you know, he's got great athletic ability. He's really fast. He's really strong. He can break tackles. He's an excellent runner. I think he's one of the better running quarterbacks in college football. And he's a really, really good decision maker. And his throwing has improved dramatically. He gets more and more confident and accurate all the time. And, you know, and I think Max's best football is in front of him. I really do believe he has an opportunity to go and play at the next level and be a heck of a player, just because, again, he can do so many different things for your football team. And he's such a great leader. And he brings out the best in everybody.
That's TCU head coach Sonny Dykes. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always good seeing you guys, man. Appreciate it.
We'll see you after that W you get against Baylor.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Could Bills versus Browns be moved to a different location due to a snowstorm?
I mean, I'm trying to think. Where would they go? To Toronto?
Wherever it's not snowing as much, I guess.
Well, I'm
right?
sure it's going to be snowing in Toronto. Yeah, it's snowing in Buffalo, but
right.
I mean... It's indoors. Dome.
Yeah, sure. But even then, is it just about the conditions, or is it about the overall conditions in the city? Even
getting like to and weather, from man? From the desert to the sea and all around Southern California. Here's the latest at 11.
So there's a forecast for a mega blizzard over the weekend in Western New York. A mega blizzard. Should Josh Allen even be playing in these conditions, considering he had an arm issue and now a red zone interception?
We had this conversation a week ago. Should he be playing? Should they hold him out?
And I wouldn't have played him.
He went out there and balled out.
He did. I still wouldn't have played him, but yeah.
I mean, they know more about his medical condition than we do, so clearly it was okay for him to play their high-priced quarterback. I don't know. I mean.
You got him to play in bad conditions. That's one of the reasons you got him.
I wonder where would they go? And if they go somewhere else,
well, you're right,
Teron.
Any place that you could play indoors, but the question then is the blizzard such that it paralyzes the whole city, right?
But you leave early. You get out early. Like, what are we, Thursday?
No, but I mean fans and everything. Getting
yeah,
to
get
and
out,
from the
you
stadium.
Get out early. If they go to Toronto, they're going to leave early. They're watching it. When is it going to take place? The game is Sunday, but when does the snow come in? Like, when is it going to be a blizzard?
Do I look like a weatherman?
So, yeah, you would expect for the fans and people to get out of there on Friday.
Friday and Saturday,
really
expecting the snow. So it's going to be there on Sunday.
Yeah, but you can push it
6 feet by Sunday. Yo, you know what it looks like when you push 6 feet aside?
Oh, my God. It's the greatest
it's like
thing ever in a football game.
18 feet of snow.
But in a football game, it looks so cool.
Yeah. But 6 feet is different, though, Key.
Yeah, but you can get rid of 6 feet, right? You can push it aside, clean up the roads a little bit. You play on Sunday. If it's coming in Friday and Sunday, if it doesn't knock out light poles and power and things of that nature, you should be able to play on Sunday. The problem is... the inconvenience for the Cleveland Browns to be able to get into Buffalo, they would have to leave at a certain time, mm-hmm. and they typically are only going to leave on a Saturday, the day before the game.
Josh Allen is one of those guys where if he won the Super Bowl, he's already one of the faces of the league, but boy, he'd be pushed way up there if he won the Super Bowl. We asked earlier in the show, who's the face of the NBA? Right now?
It's Steph Curry.
Steph
and LeBron.
Or LeBron.
Steph and LeBron.
And here comes Giannis, right? I mean, Giannis won a championship. Giannis had the TV movie made about him. Yeah, everyone loves Giannis. He's easy to root for.
What is the face of a league to you? How do you describe?
Because when you think of the league, you think of that face. So I would say it's LeBron James in the NBA.
Yeah, see, I look at
Tom Brady in the NFL.
When I think of a face,
yeah,
I not only look at think of that face, but I also look at how the league
markets
that particular individual. Is that particular individual on 10,000 commercials?
Well, or how about this way of doing it? You think of the sport, and that's the first name you think of. So if I were to think of...
I don't think of Giannis when I think of the NBA.
Right. I think of the NBA, I think of LeBron. If I think of the NFL, I think Tom Brady. If I think of baseball, I think Aaron Judge.
I don't in the NFL. If I'm thinking of the NFL, I'm thinking right to Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes. I could see... Well,
Brady's never been that for me. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning has.
No, Brady has for me. But I'll say, here comes Mahomes. So, JT in Memphis, who's the face of the NBA?
What's going on, guys? I from Memphis. I gotta agree with Jay, honestly, with the culture value in it. Go back a few years before Ja was drafted to Memphis. I mean, the grit and grind era, no one was talking about us. As soon as Ja gets in the league, he is switching hands, dunking left and right. He is blocking shots off the backboard. I mean, this guy has it all. Give us a few years to, you know, develop our core. And a championship is coming to Memphis, and boom, Ja will be the face of the NBA.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay
so Max,
Will.
Let me read you something that a guy at DannyBoy1_23 sent, right? Mm-hmm. He said, it's the streetball aspect. It's the started from the bottom aspect in that regard. It's Ja. Ja has the hood in his bag. Ja has streets hands down. He just seems to rep the culture. The ball, the kid is a different because it comes like with the bag. Like that's what Ja represents. When I see little kids like, oh, you see what Ja did? Like when everybody's trying to do that, it just feels different.
No, you know what effect he has? He has the Allen Iverson effect.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
That's that section of the population that gravitates toward him.
But he also has.
I don't know that from outside of what you say, Jay. Just from a global standpoint?
Oh, yeah, I didn't, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
That's why I say he's the face of the culture of basketball.
Exactly. You
the
said
culture.
There's something else too, guys, which is there are some athletes who come along, and it feels like they're the cutting edge of what's happening, right? Like, if you miss that, you don't really know what's going on because it just looks different. Like, I feel that way about Mahomes. I got to watch Mahomes play. It looks different.
Absolutely.
And to understand what's really happening in the moment, if you don't watch Mahomes, you don't even know.
Yeah, like,
if you gave
me two tickets to games, you said, Key, you got one game to go to. You can go to Memphis or you can go to Milwaukee. I'm going to Memphis.
Memphis all day because that's what's happening now. That's like the moment. That's the cutting edge of basketball is Ja.
But by the way, I'm telling you, I've been to a game down in Memphis. Key and I went down to Memphis. Like,
hey, don't tell my secrets.
Being there for a game is different, Max. It's different. I mean, every hip-hop artist, it's like courtside. Ja Morant's pop down there.
It's the AI effect.
Yeah.
It's all of it, man.
Bird in North Carolina, face of the NBA.
Yeah, hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, it's got to be Zion Williamson. Hey, you know, he's exciting. He's explosive. Listen, you know, you're in the arena. You're sitting on the edge of your seat. Your eyes are wide open. You're eating your popcorn really fast, and you're waiting for Zion to get the ball to see what he can do. He's amazing. Zion Williamson. You know, you go to a circus. You want to see the guys on the trapeze. You know, they're the face of the circus. Zion Williamson. That's who I'm selecting.
Why trapeze? Because it's a high wire act?
Well, yeah, because it's a high wire act, because it's exciting, and they're explosive, and it's just a wonderful atmosphere. You're just happy to be there. You're just having fun.
But there is something, guys. I hear what he's saying.
But
about,
I've seen that before.
Yeah, with who? Blake?
Just different. Yeah, Blake and Barkley. And all. I mean, right. I've seen that.
But there's also something about like Zion is.
But I've seen
Zion
it,
is so big though. It's harder to relate. It, like I always look at sneaker sales. Who moves the sneakers?
Of
right.
Of course.
Not the Giants, because it's harder to relate to them. The
that's
more
why the
normal
Kyrie's are so fine.
Kyrie's,
right?
Steph, everyone identified.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
MJ and LeBron. LeBron's like the cutoff, 6'8". 6'8". And I know
LeBron's
Zion.
Like feels,
yeah,
not, even,
right.
MJ is 6'6".
MJ feels different.
But LeBron's story was different. Yes. He was high school coming in. He was skinnier
than
he was.
And he's a primary ball handler,
young
too.
Young dude. Yeah. That all, no high school dudes basically come in 3 years there in the NBA. It doesn't
really, when you think about
like
it,
that.
Whose hands is the ball in all the time? That's the quarterback, right? So an off guard who's high usage can be that guy. Same thing with a small forward if you use him a lot. Point guard, point forward, he's setting up all the plays. That's who's selling the sneakers. That's not Zion. Zion is not that. Zion's the other end of that. He's the guy who's getting fed. Not that he can't handle, but
it's cool. But I've seen that.
I will tell you with Steph though, right now, like Steph is having the best year of his career. Think about that for a second.
I was just about to say that, Max.
Yo, he's averaging 33 points, 50, 40, 90 on a true shooting percentage of 70% from the field.
But it seems like he does that every year.
Every year, we feel like you're saying, is he better now than ever? Right.
Because remember, the beginning of last year, it was like, oh my God.
Think about it. Like, you're not talking about them being 0-8 on the road.
We are, actually, but that's not on him.
Now people are starting to catch on.
Yeah, but it's not on him. In fact, Steph is a very much a team player. And
50.
They needed the 50. They need the 50 right now, right? If they didn't need the 50, he would give you what you need to win.
They lost to Phoenix without CP3 and without Cam Johnson.
Yeah, and he's tied with AI most all time, 50.
All right, how about this, guys? If the Packers beat the Titans tonight, are we saying they're all the way back after the Cowboys win? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.